This is called Judas Asparagus.
Oh, cheers.
I love this.
This is amazing and brought tears of laughter to my eyes. And I wonder how often, Benny, you can go ahead and start while I'm doing this. How often we take for granted that children understand what we are teaching. So a child was asked to write a book report on the entire Bible. The children's Bible in a nutshell. In the beginning, which occurred near the start, there was nothing but God, darkness, and some gas. The Bible says, "The Lord thy God is one." But I think he must be a lot older than that. Anyway, God said, "Give me a light." And someone did. Then God made the world. He split the atom and made Eve. Adam and Eve were naked. But they weren't embarrassed, because mirrors hadn't been invented yet. Adam and Eve disobeyed God by eating one bad apple. So they were driven from the Garden of Eden. I'm not sure what they were driven in, though, because they didn't have cars. Adam and Eve had a son, Cain, who hated his brother as long as he was able. Pretty soon, all of the early people died off, except for Methuselah, who lived to be like a million or something. One of the next important people was Noah, who was a good guy. But one of his kids was kind of a ham. Noah built a large boat and put his family and some animals on it. He asked some other people to join him, but they said they would have to take a rain check. After Noah came Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now Jacob was more famous than his brother Esau, because Esau sold Jacob his birthmark in exchange for some pot roast. Jacob had a son named Joseph, who wore a really loud sports coat. Now another important guy is Bible guy is Moses, whose real name was Charlton Heston. Moses led the Israelites, L-I-G-H-T-S, out of Egypt and away from the evil Pharaoh after God sent 10 plagues on Pharaoh's people. These plagues included frogs, mice, lice, bowels, and no cable. God fed the Israelites every day with manicotti. And then he gave them his top 10 commandments. And these include, don't lie, cheat, smoke, dance, or covet your neighbor's stuff. Well, at least he got that one pretty good. Oh yeah, I just thought of one more. Humor thy father and thy mother. One of Moses' best helpers was Joshua, who was the first Bible guy to use spies. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the fence fell over on the town. And after Joshua came David. He got to be king by killing a giant with a slingshot. He had a son named Solomon who had about 300 wives and 500 porcupines. My teacher says he was wise, but that doesn't sound very wise to me. And after Solomon, there were a bunch of major league prophets, and one of these was Jonah, who was swallowed by a big whale and then barfed up on the shore. And there were also some minor league prophets, but I guess we don't have to worry about them. And after the Old Testament came the New Testament. Jesus is the star of the New. He was born in Bethlehem in a barn. Quote, I wish I had born in a barn too, because my mom is always saying to me, close the door, were you born in a barn? It would be nice to say, as a matter of fact, I was. During his life, Jesus had many arguments with sinners like the Pharisees and the Democrats. Jesus also had 12 opossums. Now, the worst opossum was Judas Asparagus. Judas was so evil, they named a terrible vegetable after him. Now, Jesus was a great man. He healed many lepers and even preached to some German guys on the mount. But the Democrats and all those guys put Jesus on trial before Pontius the Pilate. Pilate didn't stick up for Jesus, he just washed his hands instead. Anyway, Jesus died for our sins, then came back to life again. He went up to heaven, will be back at the end of the aluminum. His return is foretold in the book of Revelation.